This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday. I'm going to chop away at some emails this hour. I will. We're going to talk about some swing state election fraud, of course. The disaster that is America's cities, military recruiting through the roof, all that, hiccups, and so much more coming up in the Jesse Kelly Show's second hour. I want to piggyback on something we ended on in the last hour. We were talking about Democrats and how they're not near as popular as people think. They're not half the country. They are held up by hostile foreigners. They're held up by government programs run by Democrats, filtered to Democrats. Think about just this basic system. Speaking of immigration, think about how maddening this is. We've talked a million times about how many billions of dollars were given to NGOs to facilitate the mass importation of foreigners in the Biden administration. So, at its most basic form, you went to work today. The government took 25% of your money. Democrats in the government then took your money, handed that money to a non-government organization. The non-government organization trained and facilitated foreigners to then come into your community. They will then be coddled by Democrats and vote Democrat your entire life. Why did Colorado turn into California? Why is this same thing happening in Utah? Why are they doing it in Ohio? Apparently that race is neck and neck. Why is this happening? Because communists understand the mass importation of foreigners helps alleviate the problem that Democrats simply aren't popular. They're not. That's why the mainstream media, all of them, news, New York Times, CNN, NBC, you name it, they're all in the tank all the time for Democrats without fail. They know they have to be. If they deviate for even a second, they know the entire Democrat Party comes apart. The Democrat Party is held up by foreign barbarians, by government programs, by an education system completely run by communists, and by the American media. And if they didn't have those things, you and I, we wouldn't have to worry about Democrats winning elections outside of the bluest parts of the country. If they didn't have those things, you'd see places you think are solidly blue go blood red. And Democrats know it. Remember, do you remember the biggest, probably the biggest Democrat freakout during Trump's presidency? He's been president for a year now. What was maybe their biggest freakout? It's hard to tell because those hysterical theater kids are always freaking out about something and texting each other.
People be texting.
You know, it was the Doge stuff. What was Doge? Well, Elon Musk, richest man in the world, obviously an incredible businessman. Elon Musk got involved in the government. And Elon Musk and his Doge team started bouncing around to different government agencies. And they were, you know, they weren't doing very much as far as cutting things. They were essentially just doing audits. And I understand a little bit about how audits work because my wife used to do them. She's an accounting major. I know how they work. It's obviously, I'm going to oversimplify it. I don't want to downplay auditing, but it's fairly simple. Okay, this money went out. Where did it go? Where's the receipt for it? Just give me an accounting of it. And if you can provide that accounting, it's a very simple process. If you can't, we might have a problem. Elon Musk starts bouncing around government agencies, and none of them are passing audits. The Pentagon hasn't passed an audit in years. Millions, billions, trillions, let's be honest, trillions of dollars flowing through the Pentagon, and they can't account for it? That was what made Democrats freak out the most. And the reason it made them freak out the most is Democrats know they have to have taxpayer money in a roundabout way funding their party, or their party disappears. They're not popular. They know they're not popular. They have to find these various fraudulent setups to swindle your money and use it to help them in elections. And without it, it goes away. And look, the Trump administration, Pam Bondi's DOJ, they're not going to take all this apart in 3 years. Even if Pam Bondi was what you and I wanted her to be, which she's not, but even if she was, it's not possible to take systems this complicated and this buried and expose them all and take them apart in 3 more years. It's not. But that goes back to what I was saying in the first hour. We need years more. We need years and years and years more. 4 more years of Trump ain't near enough. We need rabid anti-communists in the government for years. And if we do it, we'll take apart things like this. 5 years after the 2020 election, this is from Just the News, Georgia is still ground zero for election integrity problems. Isn't it funny that the three biggest states, well, you know what? I'll go ahead and call it four. Shoot, I could call it five, but I'll call it four. The four biggest states for election fraud are Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Huh. Now, I'm kind of new to politics. What do all four of those states have in common? Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Huh. Those are all the swing states. Those are the states that decide who sits in the Oval Office. And I guess it's just, I guess it's purely a coincidence. Those are the states that seem to always have problems with the voter rolls. Mail-in ballots, drop boxes, things like that. Boarding up the windows on election night while they count the votes. Let's do some emails. Remember, you can email me. Love your emails. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I'll not dive into the Maduro saga, but I'm wondering how we charge him with possessing machine guns, though he seems not to have done so on U.S. dirt. Okay. I touched on this a little bit yesterday. Ignore the charges when it comes to Maduro. And I don't know whether any of those are going to stick or not stick, but some of them are, frankly, like the machine gun charges, a little laughable. He's a foreign dictator from Venezuela. How are we charging him with machine gun? They're a little laughable. This was all done as a justification to remove a hostile foreign communist dictator who was working with our geopolitical enemies against the interests of the United States of America, namely China and also Russia. Of course, Iran's in there as well. They're just less of a threat than anyone else. These charges are an excuse, okay? I wish it was more in-depth than that. I wish that wasn't the case, but the truth is, because of the world we live in now, very rarely can people be honest, even on our side, be honest. And I would prefer everybody could just be honest, but I also understand the world in which we live. I also understand my honesty gets me in trouble in social situations a lot. If you don't believe me, just ask my wife. I don't like this polite facade we all have to try to build. Let's be honest. We removed Maduro because he was hostile to our interests. It wasn't because of drugs. It certainly wasn't because of machine guns. It wasn't even really because of oil. We removed Maduro because he's in our hemisphere, close to our shores, helping our enemies do bad things. We removed him because we were strong enough to remove him and because he was too weak to stop us. Period. End of story. And you know what? I understand the Trump administration can't come out and say that. I'm not insulting it at all. I'm not criticizing them at all. But I long for an era where we would just stand up and take that or just say that. I wish, look, they're threatening Mexico and Cuba. I wish we would just stand up. I wish we could just stand up and say, yeah, we're going to take Cuba back. Why? Because I want to. That's why. What, Chris? Yeah, look, that's the thing. Chris said not even China and Russia do stuff like that. They pretend too. I mean, you can hear Putin's explanations for Ukraine and everything else. It's all, well, you stole this. It was a violation. China does. Chris, you're not wrong, Chris. You're not wrong. I know that's why I wasn't insulting the Trump administration. That's just kind of how the world works now. You can't ever be completely honest with why you're doing what you're doing. But when I saw the charges for Maduro and I saw machine gun charges on there, I'll be honest, I laughed out loud. I thought it was great. Anyway, we'll do some more of these. Talk about tranny terror next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can download the show, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hegseth, America's military is already surpassing last year's recruiting figures. You know, I got to tell you, I'm shocked. Recruiting in this country fell off when the communists took over and told everyone they should be gay. Wow, that didn't inspire America's patriotic young people to go put on the uniform and risk their lives. But when young people turn on the television set and they see Delta Force fast roping from helos into mansions, they say to themselves, okay, I'd probably be okay with that. It's so much better now than it was. Don't forget to stop and smell the roses. We talk about this a lot. Stop every now and then and smell the roses. Remember the videos? Remember that, Chris, dig up that Army recruiting video. Remember what the military just was. We just had to suffer through all these recruiting shortfalls. And they would continue. They were always pretending like they didn't know what was happening. Well, let me tell you what was happening. If you're a young person, and let's say you're aspirational, maybe you want to get yourself out of a bad situation. Maybe you want to better yourself. Maybe you just want to serve your country. Maybe you want to see what you're made of. Maybe you're all of these things. You know what you don't want to join? This.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms.
I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age.
Oh gosh, Chris, sure. Turn it off. Turn it off. You know, that 17-year-old state champion wrestler from Mississippi, he doesn't want to join that army. He's not interested in joining that, being part of that. So he goes and does something else. You know something that's sad? This is a good thing. I want to get back to emails, but you know something that's sad? You don't know what you lost. You oftentimes in life don't know what you lost, an opportunity you missed because you didn't do this or didn't do that. How many studs in that 4 years of the Biden administration, how many studs did we lose? Because they didn't join. Because they wouldn't join. You know the answer is some. We'll never have a number. Who knows the number? We know the answer is some. I remember how loud every veteran buddy of mine I served with was that their kids were not allowed to join under the Biden administration. They were just simply not, especially after Abbey Gate. How many studs did we lose? Sucks, is what it is. Jesse, you think the tranny sensation nation having an anger management? Oh, this guy's talking about the tranny who vandalized J.D. Vance's home. Well, again, this comes back to, I hate to keep dwelling on it, but it is the anniversary of January 6th. Manpower is finite. Time is finite. Money is finite. Even as large as the FBI is, they have field offices everywhere. There's only so many people in a field office. There are only so many hours in the day. The Federal Bureau of Investigation for 4 years, focused on this.
That attack, that siege, was criminal behavior, plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism. It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
The Justice Department will hold all January 6 perpetrators at any level accountable under the law. whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
4 years of that. While that was going on for 4 years, people in America were having their body parts chopped off in a doctor's office. They were being injected with all sorts of puberty blocker, mind-altering stuff. And then they were going home and diving into the darkest parts of the internet where they would join with other freaks and get more and more... What, Chris? They would get more and more violent, more and more desperate, more and more distant. And now we see them committing act of violence after act of violence after act of violence. And while the federal law enforcement arm was hunting down Meemaws from January 6th, the violent army of trannies, they were arming themselves and they were getting ready to go kill as many school kids, Charlie Kirks, and others as humanly possible. I just brought up the military recruiting and people we missed. Let's not forget how much damage was done in 4 years by the Biden administration. Damage that is lasting, damage that killed people, damage we still feel to this day. They did a lot of harm, a whole lot of harm. All right, Jesse. Oh, this, remember my saying? 100% true. I've learned it in 7 years of doing radio. The maddest one is always the dumbest one. If you get somebody who's mad at you, calling you names or telling you they're never going to listen to you or something like that, almost every single time it is somebody who got what you said wrong, completely wrong. They just either didn't hear you right or they're just stupid or drunk or something like that. The maddest one is always the dumbest one. Listen to this. Jesse, you had me as a devout listener until you questioned Trump's arrest of Maduro. Time to leave your show silent. Nobody said that, you moron. You believe that because you're stupid. Because you don't listen. I bet you're angry a lot. And you don't even realize, that's the sad part of being stupid. You don't even realize you're angry a lot because you didn't even hear things right. If that's what you heard, you're a moron. That is not at all what I said. Stop being stupid. You're making your life harder. All right. Our cities. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the cities, we've got a little war here with the HOA here on the staff. And let me just tell you, when I first got married, is Chris, Corey, this is for you guys because you're going through this right now. War with HOA can be so much fun. When you realize the limits on their authority. So we first get married and we move in together. After we get married, we have a little house in Tucson, Arizona. There's this huge grassy common area behind our house. I'm mowing the lawn, right? It's not a yard big enough for any kind of a riding lawnmower, so it's just a hand-pushed lawnmower like guys do. I'm out there mowing the lawn. I mow the lawn. I have one of those mowers that collects the grass clippings in the bag. Well, the recycling and trash in this area, they wouldn't pick up the bags of grass clippings. I don't know why, Chris. The whole neighborhood was up in arms about it. Everyone started to freak out. What am I supposed to do with the grass clippings? I'm collecting the grass clippings, but you won't. So everyone's starting to freak out. It was one of those places where if the trash can was a foot away from where it should be, it was nightmare. So I did what any red-blooded American would do. I took my bags of grass clippings and went back to the common area, the grassy area, and just started dumping my grass clippings back there. I'm dumping the grass in the grass. That's what I did. Now, people are born. I'm convinced that you're born this way or not. Ob is a rule follower. She is a rule follower. I would stereotype this by saying women probably tend to be more rule followers than men. men are going to be more rebellious types. And I'm not saying one is better than the other. I think we're made probably to balance each other, but it's very much that way in our marriage. Bob is the rule follower. No, the band said we had to be there 20 minutes ahead of time. I'm not showing up 20 minutes, but that's what they, you know what I mean. So it doesn't take long, and we get an email from the HOA saying, hey, that's your grass back there in the common area. Go clean it up. And I said, well, just throw it in the trash, baby. Well, we can't just throw it in the trash. It's the HOA. They sent us a letter. Nah, throw it away. What are they going to do? They sent another letter, of course. Hey, you still haven't picked up the grass. By this point, she's begging me. She's like, pick up the grass or whatever. I said, no, I'll give them a call. So I called them. She's sitting right there freaking out. And they tell me, whoa, you need to pick up your grass. You dumped your grass back there. Well, this is before the age of the Ring doorbell. This is 20 years ago, almost 20 years ago. How do they know it's my grass? Okay, it's behind my yard, but anybody could have dumped their grass back there. I said, it's not my grass. And completely, this is the point I want to get through to you, Chris and Corey, and every single person listening. The most bottom of the barrel losers in your area, those are the people who run for HOA. They're people who have, they hate their life. They hate their life. They hate their lot in life. They're desperate for just the tiniest taste of power. And they're people that if you challenge them, they will completely come undone. I'm on the phone with the homeowner association. They say, it's your grass. And I said, no, it's not. That it's completely froze on the phone. Well, we know it's your grass. I said, yeah. How do you know that? Well, it's right behind your lawn. I said, do you have some video of something? By the way, it's totally my grass. I said, do you have video or any kind of evidence? Do you have a witness? All the neighbors were on my side. Do you have a witness? Do you have any way to prove that it's my grass? You need to pick up your grass or there will be a fine. And I said, no, you don't understand. I'm not picking up anything. If you would like the grass picked up, I suggest you get off your fat butt. That's when Ob lost it because I actually said that. I suggest you get off your fat butt and saunter out to the yard and pick up all those grass clippings yourself. And I told her on the phone, I said, and you can use your teeth if you want, lady. I don't care. Go pick up the grass. It ain't my grass and I ain't picking anything up. There was, look, it felt like 5 minutes. It was probably 30 seconds of just dead silence on the other end of the phone. And then, click, she just hung up the phone. Never heard from him again. Never underestimate the fun that a good fight with an HOA can be. I'm telling you, Chris, it's like picking on somebody with one arm. You know you can win. What, Chris? What? No, Chris said they have my money and I can't do anything about it. No, think about it this way. This is where you're looking at it wrong. They have your money because you are paying for a service. They are there to provide you with a service. You think that there's some governing body. They're not a governing body. No, go mow the common areas. No, don't you. I'm paying you. You work for me. I don't work for you. Learn to embrace it, Chris. Have a good time. Do you want me to get a hold of them? I will. Chris, what? Chris, just give me the phone number and let me work it out. I'll handle it all. I promise I'll be pretty nice. I will. Yes, I will. Yeah, I will. Chris doesn't believe me. Jesse, I want to personally thank you for all the good you do, your love of our beautiful country. Also, thank you so much for your service as a Marine. I really want to thank you for introducing me to Pure Talk. I was with AT&T for 10 years. I finally made the switch to Pure Talk last year after hearing about it on your show. It is absolutely amazing, he puts in capital letters. This year, I switched my parents over to Pure Talk. My dad is a veteran, and being so old, laugh out loud, the guy says, he isn't the most technological man. And let me tell you, the people at Pure Talk are the absolute best. They were so patient and so very kind while helping him get set up. And my dad told me it's the best service he's ever had with a cell phone company. Thank you for introducing us. Didn't say I could say his name, so I will not. He did say, P.S., salad sucks. This is part of what I loved about switching to Pure Talk. When I tell you to switch to Pure Talk, the veteran-led company, that it's on the same network and it's going to cost you way less, the only reason people don't do it, maybe the only reason you haven't done it, is this. It's going to be a pain. I thought the exact same thing. I hate these phones and the technology and the Bluetooth that I can't. They just walked you through it, and they made it so easy. It's easy. Dial #250 on your phone and say, save now. #250, save now. It's easy. You might even enjoy a customer service experience. Effective immediately, Seattle police will no longer enforce drug crimes and will refer offenders to diversion. I saw a video, it was yesterday, and it was from not Tokyo, Osaka, Japan. And the video was not about politics. It was not about crime or anything else. I forget what the guy was doing. It was a Japanese food thing. I think he was on a food tour, whatever it was. But the video itself was so striking to me, I rewound it and watched it twice because it was so clean. A gigantic major city. And you can see both sides of the road in this video, and you can see the street. There wasn't a cigarette butt, let alone a homeless person, somebody peeing on themselves. There was none of that. Everything was just clean. The few people who were there were polite, kept to themselves, or gave a head nod. I only bring this up to again remind you that the state of American cities is a choice. It is a choice Democrats have made. Democrats run these cities, and they have chosen to turn them into smelly, crime-ridden drug dens because it helps keep them in political power. It is a disgusting, I would argue, demonic choice made by the Democrats who run these cities. There are cities all over the world that are clean, wonderful, and polite. You and your wife, you and your husband can go out for a walk at midnight and take in some fresh air if you happen to still be awake. All over the world, these cities exist. They don't exist here in America because Democrats made a choice. Just wanted to remind you, it's not inevitable. It's a choice. All right. We'll make fun of Schumer, talk about the hiccups, Ukraine, so much more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. Remember, you can download any part of the show you happen to miss. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Dear part-time radio host, Merry Christmas. Blessings to you. The Christmas truce in 1914 of World War I. I've heard a lot of songs about it, but I've never seen anything about it. I'd love to hear you flesh it out. All right, so I'll do this very, very briefly. It's just going to be a couple minutes because I don't want to do a long history thing right now. You know that the trenches of World War I, they were the worst places in the history of the world. I am convinced of that. They were the worst places in the history of the world, and I'm not the only one who said that. I mean, warrior after warrior, guys who are actual studs have said, that's the one fight I would never want to be involved in. You're standing in muck and blood in your buddy's head, and it's endless horror. And horror you weren't expecting, certainly at the beginning of the war, because war had never been like that before. So Christmas 1914, obviously this is the early days of the war. These guys on both sides, France, Germany, Britain, all these guys, they'd all been killing each other. And you're killing each other closer than you think. Do you watch football, college or pro football? Have you ever been to a football game in person? Whatever, high school, college, pro, doesn't matter what it is. One of the things that has always struck me, maybe it's gotten to you, but it certainly has gotten to me, is how much smaller a football field is in person than on TV. On TV, I feel like it looks big and huge. In person, it's not very big. 100 yards is not very big. Now picture this. What if you were 50 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards away from the enemy trench, and every day, all day, you, them, someone sticks their head up, and it gets shot off. You're sitting there killing each other all the time. Grenades, artillery rounds. And what makes this even more weird is at night, you can hear each other. You are close enough, especially in the dead of night, if there's no artillery going off, you can talk to each other, provided you can speak the same language. That's weird, right? That it's almost eerie, and it's awful, except on this one night where something magical happened. Didn't happen again, and it happened in multiple places, by the way. A lot of people think it was just one spot. It was not. Happened in multiple places, but what happened was Christmas time, it's freezing, as you can imagine. Trenches are full of snow and ice and water. You're starving. You miss home. You think you're probably going to die that night or tomorrow. Your friends have died. You've seen more horror in the past 6 months than anyone in your family has ever seen in their lifetime. You're sitting there, and the other trench, speaking another language, starts singing Christmas carols. Well, Christmas carols are universal. They're universal. Whatever language they're being sung in, you know when you hear them, right? You, your friends, you start singing Christmas carols. Soon, you're singing Christmas carols together. You've been killing each other every minute of every day. You start singing Christmas carols together. Soon, these young men, nervously at first, start popping their heads over the trench to look at the other side. Now, normally that's a death sentence. That's when some sniper shoots it off. But no one's shooting. They start popping their heads over on the other side. No one's shooting. The young men come out of the trench and they walk across what was known as no man's land. No man's land was the land between the trenches. Why did they call it no man's land? Because that's where you go to die. It's full of dead bodies, body parts. It's full of craters from all the artillery, barbed wire. It's a hellscape. Instead of shooting and killing each other, bayoneting each other, they walk across no man's land and they meet on Christmas night and they exchange chocolates, food. Someone finds, I don't remember if it was a real soccer ball, could have been, it might have been a makeshift soccer ball. They play a game of soccer together. These mortal enemies who had been slaughtering each other as fast as possible the day before. And especially after what happened after this, they'd slaughter each other as fast as possible the day after. But for one magical Christmas night, two different sides celebrating the birth of Jesus in the worst possible circumstances, missing home. Think about how much you'd be missing your mom in that moment. What's mom making in the oven? What's the house smell like? What, you're missing her. In that moment, two sides came together and they were just, for one night, human beings. Now, the aftermath is not as wonderful. People tend to skip over that. The high command of both sides, when they found out about this happening, they were mortified. The crackdowns were severe. And that I've read, nothing like it ever happened again. It possibly did. There are better historians. I mean, there are actual historians who listen to the show who will know more than I do, but I've never heard of anything ever happening again. But for one night in 1914, at the very, I shouldn't say the very beginning, the first year of that horrible, horrible war, for one night, one Christmas night, everyone stopped shooting, everyone stopped killing, and came together,
All right. Isn't that wonderful? Even heavy?
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Jesse, I'd like to know why my employer, Suffolk County Sheriff's Department in Boston, is hiring almost exclusively Haitians who barely speak English. Well, it's what we've already discussed, and I'm sorry you're going through this. Communists have found in our country, at every level, including sheriff's departments, communists have found a more loyal, reliable ally than any American. Foreigners. These foreigners are heaven if you're an American communist trying to burn everything down, trying to attack your political opponents, trying to ensure that your political allies are taken care of with jobs and money and whatnot. There's nobody better than some gigantic group of people you just brought in from Haiti. They're going to be extremely transactional. Hey, we'll take care of you. We'll get your uncle a job at the sheriff's department. No, don't worry about all that English stuff. Can you do the job? Well, no, of course, but that's not what we're worried about. Will you and everyone you know keep voting Democrat? You bet you will. It's really sick and evil, but it's how it works in all of Western society now that evil people run Western society. And we do have evil people. And that really is the difference. It's one of the main differences between how it used to be in this country and how it is now. It's the moral makeup of the leaders in society. There was a time when leaders in society felt it was their duty to better it and serve it. Now they're all just selfish monsters who care about themselves. All right, we have an hour left. We'll do emails. We'll talk about Chuck Schumer, government shutdown, the hiccups, and more. Hang on.